Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. We are not our own. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? We like to be in control of things. Those that are not behind the steering wheel of an automobile are very quick to give directions to the one who is driving. The term backseat driver has come into its own. People are always quick to tell others what to do. Sometimes they fail to do things themselves, but they're very, very quick to tell others what they ought to do. And I might add, they are quick to point out the faults of people that don't do what they think should be done. When those people do the right thing, seldom do they receive congratulations from the person that is very quick to point out the faults. That shouldn't be the case in the life of a believer. We ought to be encouragers. We ought to recognize, as Paul writes to the church at Corinth, that we are not our own. It is the Lord that inhabits our being. When we receive Jesus Christ, we become the temple of the Holy Spirit, which indwells us. You know, I'm coming more and more to recognize that everywhere I go, everything I do, everything I think is exposed to the indwelling Holy Spirit that is within me. Where do I take my spirit? What do I expose the Holy Spirit to? You see, we really are not our own. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We need to stop every moment of every day and recognize the Spirit is with us. And if the Spirit is with us, we need to talk to the Holy Spirit. The Scripture tells that, you know, we have no idea how to communicate with God, but the Holy Spirit is able to communicate to the Father in our behalf with groanings that cannot even be imagined or uttered. We do not possess the ability to speak directly, but the Holy Spirit takes our longings, our desires, our thoughts, our worship, our praise, our adoration, and takes them to the throne of grace directly. He cares about us. He loves us so much that not only did God the Father send the Son to die in our behalf, but He sent the Holy Spirit to empower us, to indwell us. You see, we are not our own. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's begin to live as people that are filled with the Spirit of God. Heavenly Father, our desire today and the days that lie before us to live more for you than we ever have before. I pray that the Holy Spirit might continually be with us and guide us and direct us and fill us and use us. And I pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.